Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel.
Ricky.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a dumbass. Have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye now.
Holly.
I finally got boobs and a butt back.
And Scotty the Body.
Am I not as cool and good-looking as I think I am?
The Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
No, my tongue feels too big today.
Only from Hot 101.5.
Give me Kit Kat or give me death.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
All right, it's another day, another Corncast. My name is Miguel Fuller.
I'm Holly O'Connor.
I'm Scotty the Body.
And up first, we're going to get some really important stuff, some important information coming to you. On today's show, on the air, we talked to Mayor Rick Kreisman from St. Pete.
The Sunshine City.
And then right after that, as we were about to wrap up the show and start recording this podcast, the news came down that Mayor Castor of Tampa is moving ahead, and they're going to do the stay-at-home order.
For Tampa.
For Tampa. So there was a lot of breaking news happening during our show. We were able to get Mayor Castor on before we were done for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have both interviews for you here in this podcast coming up here in just a second. But I just want to say thank you to both of you, Holly and Scott, for pivoting and going with it, because we're sort of out of our comfort zone a little bit. And, you know, every day on our show, we try to make you laugh. We always say we try to make you feel something.
Yes.
We're not NPR. We're not CNN.
No.
I never walk away saying, hopefully you learn something. I want you to feel something.
Yes.
But it's not our objective to be like, well, today I want you to learn about the Dewey Decimal System.
Oh, God.
Ooh, intriguing.
You know, and so surprisingly, actually, Abe, my boyfriend, his dad is a director of library at a college. He can tell you all about the Dewey Decimal System.
Dear God, I don't want to know. I will just ask the librarian.
Yeah, that's a good. They have computers. You can start, whatever.
Are you sure? I can get Randy on the phone.
No.
To taste it.
Okay. No. Like, hey, let me tell you about this, guys.
No, I'm okay.
So thank you both of you for being flexible, because I'm not the best communicator at times, and I'm like always working behind the scenes and sort of like making sure that we have people of authority helping us navigate this for you listening.
Well, that's what's needed. And I thank you for doing all that. I think it's, well, first of all, for you and I, we've worked together for so long that I get it. And what's cool about Scott is that he's sort of like a sponge. And
right.
He has morphed and been able to get it as well a lot quicker than, I don't know, whoever else. So it's like a unit.
Right.
We like an amoeba in here.
Right.
An amoeba.
Or yes. Amoeba. It's like, doo-doo-doo-doo, I'm an amoeba.
It's very fluid. Sometimes it goes a sloshes over here. Sometimes it sloshes over there. But we're working together.
Absolutely. So thank both of you for being agile. And as I'm just like working and I don't sometimes always communicate, they're like, hey, we got the mayor coming on.
That's
real quick.
It's like you're on the phone, like you're typing things. And we're like, okay, the mayor. And I'm like, okay.
The mayor's on. Here we go. One, two, three.
I have questions. Let's go, Mayor Castor.
Oh, gosh. All right. So we're going to get you those interviews. First, we'll have Castor from Tampa, because she was the last one we had at the very end of the show, so a lot of people probably missed it.
That's the update.
On what the update is. And then after we get through both of those interviews, Scott, I think that there may be some things happening in Chateau Oprah that I want to check with you about to make sure you're okay with.
Oh?
So we're going to get through the interviews, then I'm going to ask you about that. But first, here is Tampa's Mayor, Jane Castor. So how are you doing in all of this?
Hey, Miguel. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. You have been busy. So we just got news that the order is coming down for what?
It's we're calling it safer at home. It really is all the same. Shelter in place, stay at home, safer at home. You know, just trying to, that verbiage that is going to get individuals' attention and hopefully their adherence to this. And it's really happening in a number of areas: Orlando, Orange County, Osceola, St. Pete, Pinellas, Tampa. And then we're trying to figure out or find out what's going on in Miami. Got a tweet saying that they've shut down Miami, but I'm not sure exactly what that means. But in essence, just the next step in trying to get individuals to practice social distancing. It is imperative. It's the only way that we're going to stop the spread of this virus and to flatten this curve. So we want individuals to stay at home. when at all possible, they can go out to the pharmacy, to the grocery store. They can go for walk the dog around the park. Just practice social distancing. And then those essential services that need to be provided, they can go to work. And there are some limitations in that, but for simplicity's sake, we're going to have all of those essential areas listed on our website. But for simplicity's sake, if your job allows you to practice that social distancing to stay 6 feet away from individuals at all times, then you can go to work.
Now, we had a call earlier from a listener who said, well, I drive people around with Uber, or I'm a driver for Shipt, or, you know, Uber Eats. Is that considered an essential service? Can they get around delivering goods to people and carting people around?
Yes, the delivery is a simple yes, because there doesn't have to be any contact. And what I would suggest to people, you order Uber Eats. First of all, thank you for doing that. You're supporting local restaurants. But you pay for it ahead of time, so the driver can just leave that at the front door or the gate. And what I would suggest is when you unpackage it, clean your hands and disinfect the area around that, so you can make sure that the virus didn't come in with that meal. As far as the drivers, the Uber drivers, you know, that's a lot of people's only form of transportation. And if you have to go somewhere, you can order your groceries. You can order just about anything to be delivered to your home. But if you have to go somewhere to your doctor's office, then and your only form of transportation is an Uber, then I would suggest if you have a mask, wear a mask. But, you know, just try to have that social distancing. Sanitize your hands when you get out of the car. For the drivers, I would recommend the same thing. You know, if you can wear a mask, that would be wonderful. But that's an essential service that, you know, not a lot of people have a vehicle that's big enough that you can put people an entire 6 feet away from you.
We're talking to Mayor Jane Castor of Tampa. So if I am been working from home and now I hear that there's a stay-at-home order, I want to go run on Bayshore. Can I do that still?
As long as you can stay 6 feet away from people. My suggestion is run around your house. Don't go to Bayshore. Run in your neighborhood. Someplace right. that you can stay 6 feet away from everybody. And here's the deal. Don't look at government or the police having to enforce this. Take this responsibility seriously and ensure that you're not passing this virus along to others and that you're not contracting it. You're not putting yourself in a position like that. It's everyone's responsibility, and it's the only way that we're going to get through this and flatten the curve. And the quicker we take this action, the quicker we're going to be able to get out from under it. The longer we drag it out and the more people violate that separation, the more cases we're going to have, and the longer it's going to take for us to recover, and the more it's going to hurt our citizens and our community.
Mayor Castor, real quick, I know that this may be an impossible question to answer, but I've seen it pop up on social media. You know, there are people who are like, well, I just got laid off. My job is gone. I can't pay rent. What am I going to do now that we're dealing with this and we have the stay-at-home order? Is there anything, any help out there? Do we even know the answer to that question yet of what it looks like for people who live in Tampa that have been laid off because of what we're dealing with COVID-19?
Right. I'm working through Senator Scott and Congresswoman Castor and our state representatives to try to get the funding that hopefully will be released soon to come directly to the cities so that there is no delay of it going through the state, which will cost more time and probably end up meaning we don't get the funds that were intended for our area. So we're doing everything we can to have that direct delivery of the funds so we can get relief to our community. I know that people have had a difficult time applying for unemployment, that's been difficult. We're working there. We've also put together an economic recovery group to help our small businesses. We have a group of restaurants that are working to help individuals out. I know that Publix, I believe Walmart, there are a number of places that are hiring right now for delivery services. As more people go to having goods and services delivered rather than going out to get those. So that's what I would say to our community. I would also ask anyone who has a small business that's struggling, which are a lot, to text Tampa Biz, B-I-Z, one word, Tampa Biz, to 888-777, and we're sending out real-time information. They can also go to tampagov.net, and we have a wealth of information on our website that is in English and Spanish.
Mayor Caster, thank you so much. You are a voice of calm in the storm. We talked to Mayor Kreisman earlier, and just thank both of you for all that you're doing to help keep us calm in this situation when everybody is just walking around with a bunch of question marks of, like, what's happening. So thank you so much for all that you do. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. You know, I love this city, and I will do anything I can to protect our citizens. And I thank you, Miguel and Holly, for getting the word, the information out to our citizens. We also have had a call center stood up for almost a week now, and they can call in to at 833-TPA-INFO if there are any questions, and we have individuals that can answer questions in Spanish at that location as well.
Perfect. We're going to send people to the text and to the phone numbers for additional questions. We thank you so much.
Excellent.
And before,
thank you guys. Absolutely. Have a great day.
And before we let you go, just because we have to have a little levity here, we have to send you off with a hip hop air horn, Mayor Caster.
Oh,
you
got to.
It made my day. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Caster. We'll be in touch.
All right, bye-bye.
So that was our interview with Mayor Caster from this morning. And I really hope that we're able to put at least a tiny little smile on her face.
I hope.
Throughout all of this crap that's going on right now.
My hope is that, you know, especially moving forward after all of this, it kind of settles down. She'll remember that, you know what? I will keep Miguel and Holly in the loop because, I mean, they did use a hip hop air horn for us.
I mean, who else would do that? Okay.
Nobody.
Russell Rhodes.
No.
Ain't doing it on Fox 13.
No.
It is us. So now we have to catch you up with the interview we did with, on the other side of the bridge, with Mayor Rick Kreisman of St. Petersburg, Florida. It's time to go straight to the source.
Mm-hmm.
It's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. And we've been checking in with Tampa's Mayor Jane Caster about what's happening with COVID-19 in Tampa. But what about the other side of the bridge? Which is why we are so happy and proud to welcome Mayor Rick Kreisman, the Sunshine City, our mayor on the phone. Mayor, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on the air.
Glad to be with you all this morning.
Now, there's so much going on. There's so much news, and it's changing by the minute sometimes. And so I think probably, when we went to bed, the last thing we'd heard was the governor said there's no statewide stay-at-home order.
No plans for that.
So what's happening in St. Pete?
So first off, I was asked yesterday, would you like to see the governor enter a statewide order? My answer was yesterday I would like to have seen him do it.
Right.
I think it would be better if it was statewide for all of us and to have a uniform order that we are operating, but since he's not going to do it, apparently, we have to take it into our own hands to make sure we're protecting our residents. And so I've been working closely with Pinellas County and with Mayor Caster, along with actually the mayor of Orlando. We've been in contact with him also about trying to come up with an order that's fairly uniform between all of our communities. Because we recognize in St. Pete and Pinellas County, certainly in the city of Tampa, that we got to get people to stay home as much as they can to make sure that if they do go out to an essential business, that they're social distancing. It's the only way we're going to flatten the curve. It's the only way we're going to help reduce any load that we expect on our hospitals and on our healthcare workers and on our first responders. And if we don't do that, and we don't do it now, we're going to have a problem.
Now, what does that look like here in St. Pete? So let's say that we haven't flattened the curve and we get to this point where the Surgeon General said, this is the peak. Like we are. What is the plan in St. Pete if our hospitals start to get crowded?
So we've been working closely with the hospitals in St. Petersburg and also with the Department of Health in Pinellas County, who's kind of overseeing the whole operation when it comes to the healthcare side of it, trying to do everything we can. And we're all struggling, quite frankly, regarding PPEs and testing kits. But we're trying to work with the hospitals to make sure that we get them what they need. We've had a number of businesses in St. Pete, and it doesn't surprise me because this is what I love about St. Pete. We've had a number of businesses that have said, look, we have office space that we're not using or warehouse space that we're not using. And if you need to set up temporary hospitals and places for temporary beds, you can use our space. We've talked to the Rays about Tropicana Field. Wow. And so, you know, those provisions are in place. If we have to get to that place, we've got that space that we can use. So it's good to know that we've got that. Obviously, you know, our hope is that we take actions now to try and prevent us from getting to that place.
We're talking to Mayor of St. Pete, Rick Kreisman.
And I have a question about how it is working with the rest of Pinellas County, because yesterday when we talked with Mayor Castor, she was frustrated that Tampa and the rest of Hillsborough couldn't be on the same page. You said you're working closely with the rest of Pinellas. So if something goes into place for St. Pete as far as stay at home, will the rest of Pinellas follow suit, or how are those conversations going?
Yeah, so the hope, my hope all along has been that we would be able to get to a place with an order that Pinellas County was looking to put into place that we would be completely comfortable with. We're pretty close to being there. We're not entirely there, and I'm actually going on my way right now to go speak to the commission about a little bit of the proposed order that I'd like to see tweaked a little bit that would give me a lot more comfort to help us, that I think would help us get where we need to be. So I'm certainly hoping that they're going to agree with that and make a little change to the draft and then enact that. And if they do that, then there's really no need for me to do an order because we'd have an order that I'm comfortable with, that they're comfortable with, and that works countywide. You know, so that's ultimately what I'm hoping. But it's, you know, this has been something we worked through the weekend. We've worked all the way up until about 10 o'clock last night, actually, with conversations, trying to get this thing to a place where we all feel comfortable with it. You know, it's a big next step, but we need to get it right because it's really, really important that we get it right.
We're talking to Mayor Rick Kreisman of St. Pete. So what does that look like for a stay-at-home order? So if I'm working from home right now, I'm going to Publix, you know, every couple of days to stock up on some food. Maybe I'm going downtown, you know, to run or to rollerblade or whatever. What does that look like right, if that stay-at-home order is put into place?
So really what the intention of a stay-at-home order is we want people to stay home. That should be what they do first and foremost, unless they need to go to one of the essential services that's been exempted. And so you describe two things that would fall under those exemptions. One is, you know, groceries obviously are an essential need for all of us. We've got to be able to eat. Right. So whether it's grocery store or it's takeout restaurant, that's a business that's been exempted as an essential service. We also want people to be healthy, and the sun is good for you. That's one of the things we love about our city. We have more sunshine than anywhere else in the world. Mm-hmm. And so the sun is good for you. It keeps you healthy, but so is exercise. And right now, the healthier you are, you know, the better your body is at being able to fight off any kind of virus that you might happen to get, whether it's, you know, the flu or it's a coronavirus. We want you to be strong and healthy. So, you know, exercising is an essential service that's exempted. But, you know, from my perspective, you know, as much as I like to go shopping for clothes or, you know, or if I bought a new picture that I want to get it framed, those are, you know, important businesses in our community, but right, they're quite frankly not essential services that we've got to have in the next, you know, 2 weeks to 30 days or else we couldn't live. You know, I can do without getting a picture framed or buying a new mattress or buying a new pair of pants.
Right. The mattress can wait, okay? Wash the sheets, okay?
That's right.
So real quick, we're talking to Mayor of St. Pete, Rick Kreisman. I want you to speak to people right now that are like, all right, I am hunkered down at home. I'm working from home, but I need to get out. And so this weekend, I'm feeling itchy. I want to go to a little gathering with, you know, 10 of my friends or 8 of my friends and do brunch at their house. What do you say to those people?
Please don't do that. I can't ask you that strongly enough. It's for your own health, and it's for your friends' health, and it's for your family's health, and it's for our community's health. That's the absolute worst thing that you can possibly do for everyone. You know, and if we are a community that really truly cares about each other, then that's then we cannot be selfish. We have to be selfless, and we have to do things that are best for all of us. And so if you really want to get together and with your friends, get on Skype, get on FaceTime, you know, get on Zoom, whatever, you know, whatever technology you want to use, and socialize that way. Hold a virtual picnic. But please don't do the other, because that's not how we flatten this curve. We're not going to flatten this curve if people keep doing things like that.
Straight from the mayor's lips.
That's right.
Mayor Rick Kreisman, thank you so much for taking the time to come on to the show and update us on what's going on. Do you know when we can expect word on this possible stay-at-home order?
Yeah, the county commission is going to be meeting at 9 a.m. this morning. And so I expect there to be some sort of an order that they're going to approve, I hope. This morning, and then the county administrator would sign it, and it would become the law in Pinellas County from that point forward.
Awesome. Thank you, Rick Kreisman, Mayor Rick Kreisman, for coming on with us and updating us. We appreciate it so much, okay?
Well, thank you all for giving me the opportunity. Anytime we have a chance to spread the gospel about staying home and keeping social distancing in your mind and everything that you do, the better.
Amen to that. Yep. Thank you so much and good luck. And we'll keep us updated, okay?
You got it. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. So that was our interview with St. Pete Mayor Rick Kreisman that was on the air this morning. So we had a lot going on today's show that we had to get through.
Yes.
But I think lots of good information. And if there's anything that is concerning of you that you are confused about, because I think it was Jacqueline who the Miguel and Holly fan member,
yeah.
who's
yes,
the one
Jacqueline.
That Jacqueline, who called in and said, hey, can you ask the question about Uber?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's something that maybe that I didn't think about, but that's very concerning to her because she's an Uber driver.
Right. Is Uber considered essential business because she's out here trying to, you know, earn a living? And is that considered something that is, you know, you can go do while we're under stay at home orders? And yes, it is, because some people need Uber or Lyft or whatever to get out of the house to go to a doctor's appointment, for example.
I feel like the reality of the situation is just really, really starting to sink in because, you know, we are now in, well, this is week 2 of sort of like our new normal.
Yeah.
Because last week here, at least the radio station, is when they started ordering people to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got here on Monday, it was like truly nobody else was here except for On Air Talent.
Correct.
Everyone else is working from home. And so now as we're moving forward, and it's like, this is going to be 2 months.
Yeah,
maybe down the road.
This is why it's so frustrating, because honestly, I've been trying to plan for that. But then when you have the president coming on and saying, oh, well, everything is going to be fine by Easter. Keep in mind, Easter is less than 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
And I just don't see it getting magically all better by Easter. Like, I don't understand what that means. And then even health representatives and people in the medical field are like, no, this is serious.
Right.
So it's like you have the literal top of the chain saying, don't worry. And then you've got all the medical professionals being like, no, you should probably still be careful. And it sends a confusing message. Now, I'm not confused because my ass is staying in my damn house.
Right.
Absolutely. But like, look at all the other people that are like, well, I mean, he said it's not that bad. And someone just, they tweeted us a picture. I don't know where it was. It was that golf course. And there was like 10 golf carts all lined up with probably a bunch of old white men going, like, no, y'all are going to get the coronavirus.
And that's one of the things that I really want to keep focusing on and hammering home is how serious this is, you know? Yeah. I mean, as we're navigating through this, and it just, and we don't like to talk politics, but we do on the podcast. And if you're new to the podcast, and I hope that it isn't offending you, because I know what it's like to be listening, and maybe you are a Trump fan and, you know, you voted for him. And I never want to say, you know, that we can't be friends, or like, you know, you're stupid or anything like that.
No, because there's a lot of reasons why you may have voted for Donald Trump.
Absolutely. But I think that it's safe to say that, like, it's really scary when you have the person that's supposed to be setting the tone not taking it seriously. And it's sort of like he should be the one sort of, and I don't want to say fear, but I mean, warning you to, like, sit down.
Stay home, yeah.
Sit down. Yeah. Because if he's not saying it, then we have always been taught to look at that position as the authority, right, as the voice of reason, the most powerful position on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And when that is saying, well, 3 weeks, how many people are like, all right, I'm taking it by word on him.
Yeah.
I'll be at church on Easter Sunday.
And we're going to see a huge spike of cases because people have and they don't know.
Absolutely.
And it's just, it's tough. And then what further is both frustrating and confusing is, you know, we talked to Mayor Castor, we talked to Mayor Kreisman, and it's like they're not even in agreement with their own constituents in the same county.
No.
The governor has a different directive for the state, and it's like, what do we do?
Right.
All we're doing is furthering the confusion out there. And I mean, from what seems logical to me, it's the self-isolation, you know, social distancing. If you have to go out, be smart about it. But you have people, and I mean, I don't see them, because pretty much everybody that I interact with is handling the social distancing responsibly.
Right.
But I know for a fact that the beaches are still having. I was on 275, you know, when you go in St. Pete on 4th Street and you head up, like you're going to go onto the Howard Franklin.
Right.
And there's a bunch of little places where you can go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
2 days ago, it was like, damn, Party Central.
Ugh.
And I'm like, did y'all miss the memo?
Like,
or
what are you doing? Right.
So it's frustrating. And I don't want to sound, I mean, I know how I sound. I sound like a harpy, or like, you know, I'm being mom-tastic, but it is serious.
I'm going to find, there's an article that I saw the other day that I want to bring tomorrow, and I want to remember to bring it. Of basically walking you through scientifically what it's like to get the COVID-19.
Mm.
Like, what exactly happens if you're like, all right, well, I've been in my house for like 5 days, but I'm going to go over to a friend's house just to hang out for a little bit to sort of like clear my mind. And what happens when it all just sort of compounds together and you don't realize what you're breathing in and like how this actually attacks your system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating and scary. So I'm going to bring that in to the podcast tomorrow.
Okay.
I also want to say thank you and a huge shout out to Corona Beer.
Yeah, shouts out to Corona Beer. I mean, if you need anything right now, it might be a Corona Beer.
Right. They're the new sponsors of the Corncast. So thank you to them for making this possible, to keeping us daily in doing this. Mm-hmm. And so if you are locked in the house, you can order some Corona Beer.
Absolutely.
To come to your house if you need some.
Yeah, definitely do that. And then all you got to do is order, like, you know, one of the food delivery places, like the grocery store delivery.
Mm.
Get you some limes.
Yes.
And then find your beach in your house.
I was actually going to order some of the new Corona Beer seltzers.
Ooh, they're good.
I haven't had those yet.
Yeah, the cherry. I like the cherry one.
Oh.
It's good. I'm all about these, like, it's like seltzer life. And I was super excited when Corona came out with some, because I was like, how do I talk about seltzer? Because, I mean, there's no secret that we also endorse Corona, Miguel,
right,
and I do. But we genuinely do drink it. But I also have been like, okay, for the summertime, I want something a little lighter. This Corona seltzer was boom.
Mm-hmm. And
perfect.
I also want to say, too, on a personal level, I mean, on our show and in our podcast, we're very real. This is a very scary time. And when you think about, let me back up a couple steps. When you have people that are like, oh my gosh, the media, you know, y'all just been harping on staying in and you're just trying to scare us and, you know, we're losing money. Let me tell you something. All the businesses that are closing down, those are businesses that advertise with our radio station. And when those businesses don't have the money to advertise on our radio station, that's money that we don't get.
Correct.
That's resources that we don't have to be able to get you the information. And so it's affecting us as well.
Yeah.
I've already seen radio stations in LA that have had to furlough morning show on-air talent because advertisers don't have the money to pay.
Right. There's a girl that we know closely to this. She came in and sat with us, and she and her partner have been furloughed for 2 weeks in the midst of, hey, we probably need some local people on the radio to share and inform and entertain, and they're not because the company can't pay them.
Wait, who?
It's Chelsea Rose.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm. Over in my hometown.
Yeah, oh. Vero Beach. She and her morning show partner aren't working for the next 2 weeks. She's like, well, I'm just at the house. Oh. If y'all need any voice work or anything.
Wow. But yeah, that's how it's affecting us. So right now in times like this, we have to thank so much our partners that are literally helping us stay on the air.
Correct.
So thank you. So go buy some Corona beer.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get some.
Okay, get you some Corona beer. Get you some of the new Corona
seltzer. That whole thing, before Corona was the virus and before it was COVID-19, and then you started seeing all the circulating things where people were afraid that Corona beer was causing, can we just put that to bed?
Right.
There is nothing wrong with Corona beer. You should, if you enjoy drinking it, continue to drink it and, you know, help them out. Not only were they hit hard like everybody else was, they got the double whammy because of what their name is.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you to all of our sponsors that have stayed on. And I know it's a tough fight, but we're all in this together.
Yes.
Scott.
Hey.
So you are having some issues at Chateau Opera Townhouse, which I feel is like packed to the brim.
I mean, yeah, but
I guess... Do you know what I'm talking about specifically?
No, I don't.
A little something that made you feel bad with one of our roommates?
Oh, well, our roommate Dylan's working from home. Yeah, and like we talked about it before. It's like I'm here, you know, around 4 a.m., leave around 11, 12 kind of. And like when I go home, like the first thing I do is like, I'm going to eat. Mm-hmm. This is now my time to eat in the day. And so I usually always heat something up in the kitchen. And I sit at the dinner table and I eat it. Well, roommate Dylan is now working from the house and he sits at the dinner table.
Oh.
And my meal, and he's a vegetarian, so let me go ahead and just preface that. My meal yesterday was like this like beef and like beans and a bunch of stuff, and I heated it up and I sat down. Cause obviously like I'm not gonna go eat in my room. And like all of a sudden he's like, hey, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's beef. He's like, oh, I knew that's what I smelled. And I was like, oh my god. I'm sorry. Like, do you want me to leave? Like, what do you want? He's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. But I'm like, all right. Like, we have to, I don't know where the compromise needs to be there, but I'm like, obviously, I got to eat. Mm-hmm. And I also, with my situation, I have meals delivered to me. So I don't really pick what I eat. I eat what I eat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I can't just be like, oh, since you're working from home, nothing that smells too meaty. I'm sorry. But like, who wins there? And I'm not saying somebody's right or wrong, but I do feel bad because we are having to adjust the way we live, especially now because he works at home, and I'm like, I gotta eat.
It's a really awkward situation. I mean, and I told Abe, and this isn't no knock to anyone. This is just the fact of we got a house full of people. I was like, I now have sort of realigned my long-term goals.
Yes.
Of what I want. Because I was like, you know, maybe in like 3 or 4 years, you know, we can look at getting our own place. You know, we can rent out Chateau Opera. Girl, we fast-tracking that bitch.
Oh.
Well, I mean, yeah, I could understand, like, especially, in, like, for me, I feel like I might have roommates for a while now, but...
Right, yeah, you're 23.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm about to be 35 in August.
Yeah, no, I think like, that would be...
It's time.
It is, and it's just so apparent. And like I said, it is not, you know, anything against you, Scott.
It's against me.
No, not at all. Or your girlfriend Mary or Dylan.
Mary got brought into this.
Mary's a roommate now.
Oh, great.
There's a lot of people. But it's like, there are people there now all the time. Mm-hmm. Literally... All the time.
I couldn't do it. I'm already struggling. I like my own space.
And so even like yesterday, and Holly, I'm sure this is probably falling on deaf ears for you because you're like, bitch, I live with my 6-year-old daughter and my mama. So I get it.
I just feel like you're getting a taste of what my daily life has been like. And yes. When I have been over the years on this podcast specifically, been like, I'm so frustrated. Like, you're feeling what I've been speaking of. So it's not, I'm like, I empathize with you.
Oh. Well, that is valid though, because that's what I think of when, like, obviously, like, we spend all day together. So I do, and I said this when I first moved in. It's like I make a very clear point in my life to, like, okay, like, I need to set times where, like, literally I just don't see your face. And that's not even for me. It's for you. And I'm not worried about me getting tired of you. I'm worried about you getting tired of me. Because I think just life goes on. It's like, if you're seeing me all day, every day, I'm annoying sometimes. I can be annoying, especially if I go through a spurt of energy and I'm like, bah, bah, bah. And let's say you're on a down and you're like, I'm just trying to literally sit and look at my phone. And I'm like, oh my God, this and that, this. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go hang in my room for a couple hours. So we have that time where it's like, no contact, no need for conversation. So when the next time you see me, you're excited to see me.
No, the only, and it's not even a bad thing because I know I'm the same way. Like, you and I are very similar. And so that's why I know for you, when you make random sounds or like literally there'll be times when I know that you don't know that I'm on the second floor because Scott lives on the bottom floor. Mm-hmm. And you'll just hear him being like, all the way.
What?
Like, he'll just sing random things, just like he'll just like a lyric or something.
Yeah.
And I get it because we both have that, like, almost Tourette's where you just kind of like say something, you got to like
speak it out loud.
And I totally get that. And that's why, like, I'm very rarely Scott, shut up.
Yeah.
But what's funny is that my boyfriend is like, what the fuck is wrong with both of you? Like, Why do y'all have the need? I'm like, I don't know. It's just something inside.
It's almost like too much energy is inside. And it's like you take the cap off a bottle and like releases a little bit. That's how I picture for myself. I'm like,
My favorite thing is when we're just sitting typing. Nothing is being said. And out of nowhere, Scott snorts. He's like, and I'm like, what? I've gotten used to it now, but yep. I'm always like, what?
It's so weird because those are like little, like, I don't even want to call it a tick because I don't think it's a tick, but it's like me, like, putting that energy out is keeping me focused on my work.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, either I'll start humming, whistling does it for me all the time, or I'll like, I don't even know what the sound is now, but like, that's it. There it is.
Oh, no.
I hate
cheek
that
sound.
One.
Yep.
I hate that one.
That like keeps me focused to like, all right,
ew!
If I get, you said what?
No, don't make him repeat it because you know what? There are like people that are high up probably listening to this podcast
oh,
now.
Oh, God.
Because we had both mayors on this podcast. So let's not.
I'm so, okay. What,
well,
what,
listen, this is what our podcast is known for.
That is true. It's
do you
beginning.
Think when politicians go on The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne Tha God and DJ Envy and Angela Yee that they change who they are or they go on Howard Stern?
I guess not.
You're right.
Jerk off! No, I'm kidding.
Okay. But yeah, that's how I check myself to keep going.
I mean, but hold on, but I would never say that in front of them.
No,
that's
well,
just
obviously
rude.
Not.
So I would never say that in front
there's
of them.
A decorum
yeah,
that takes place.
Absolutely. But yeah, but you do that, and then there's another one that you've just started doing, this weird sound, Scott, you've been doing.
What do I do now?
Where, hold on, you're like...
Scott is the new you.
Oh, God, it's like a... It's like you're like revving up your engine or something, and I'm like, what are you doing right now?
I'm about to be in Pamplona with the bulls. What? But combine that with the snorting, and it's like...
Like, what is that sound?
All of these are just literally like, if I get like a little tired, usually it happens around like 8 o'clock hour where I'm like, okay, I go through a dip and I have to like, to stay focused and keep putting out work, I have to like, I don't know, like for me, that's how I stay focused and I keep going.
Okay.
I don't know how it works in my brain, but that is it. Especially like when I'm editing the show after, I'm like, okay, like it's probably one of my least favorite tasks. And I'm like, okay, okay, here we go. Like... Keep checking yourself, or else I'm just gonna like either unfocus, start thinking about something else. But it's like I don't know. In my head, it's like a recharge up.
The reset button.
I charge it back up and keep going.
I appreciate it. Listen, whatever you got to do that's keeping you focused, do it.
Yeah.
I live with this bitch, this crazy bitch, where he would like sometimes gobble at me like a turkey.
But I was on drugs when
well,
that happened.
Well, yes, he was on drugs when he was doing that.
And by drugs, I mean Ambien. I used to take Ambien to sleep.
Oh, that's God. True. But I mean, there were some crazy sounds also. Like,
oh,
that
yeah,
still
cuckoo,
happened.
That was my favorite. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
It was really awkward when Kramer and Miguel would get into like a cuckoo back and forth, and really? I would just be like, y'all Southerners, I don't
cuckoo,
know.
Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo.
What was that? Wasn't there a country in Africa that you used to shout out?
Botswana.
Yes.
I remember being in high school and
Why do I remember that?
Well, like literally, first in high school, literally I remember going to my health teacher in probably like my sophomore year, like when you're in health and you're learning about like mental health. And I remember reading about like Tourette's and like bipolar, and I'd be like, Coach, I feel like sometimes I just say things and they just come out and I can't stop. And do I have Tourette's?
Oh.
And he was like, if you can sit through this class and not yell out, then you're fine. I'd be like, but then sometimes, like, when I'm by myself, I gotta be like, bah, bah! He was like, you're just weird. You're just weird.
P.S. I love that in every school across the country, the person teaching health is just the coach.
Yes.
Like, did they? Like, I'm sure some coaches have PhDs in what they need to teach children health.
Absolutely.
But my Mr. I can't think of his name, but he. The only thing I really learned from him was that you have, if you get athlete's foot, you need to get tough actin tenactin. I learned that, and I learned that when he was wrestling in his wrestling days, he got all of his teeth knocked out, and he had chiclets.
Oh.
Where his real teeth look like chiclets under these veneers. And I was like, okay, I don't think he taught us anything else.
I do remember one of my gym teachers. I think I had rec games when I was in high school where you'd learn like bowling and badminton and stuff like that. And I remember like the whole thing was the rumor was that he only has like one testicle.
Oh,
what? He had cancer. And so like usually at some point during the semester, he'd be like, you know, feel like sometimes I don't have as much testosterone as I used to have because I had one ball cut off.
Oh!
And you'd be like, oh, Coach Langley, Botswan, God!
Don't start Botswan again. Don't, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Now I feel like I need to text Kramer and be like, Botswan!
I think you should. I think he'd appreciate it. It's good times.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we got to get out of here. So, by the way, hopefully if you're listening to this, the podcast that we did yesterday on Tuesday will be up. We had some technical difficulties, and because there's nobody here at the radio station except for us, none of our engineers could access it. And so they had to like come up here almost in like a hazmat suit to make sure that it works. So hopefully it's up. If it's not, it will be. Some part of it will be at some point.
Yeah.
So you get like double the podcast today on Wednesday.
Oh, hey, fun times.
Absolutely. All right, Holly.
Yes.
What's all your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
Scott?
At Scott Tavlin on Instagram and TikTok.
Miguel Fuller, that's MiguelFuller on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat. Mm-hmm. Radio Miguel on the Facebook page. You can listen to Miguel and Holly Uncensored, our corncast, on the Hot 101.5 app, hot1015tampabay.com, and now on your iTunes, on your iPhone. Just type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored and make sure to just rate and subscribe. Keep your ass at home.